Good morning. Hope everybody's having a blessed day. This is All Music Sunday, but Chris has a message for us. It got moved between the last two songs. Chris is going to do a message today. So the message in the bulletin got moved down. Good to have you back, Haley. Not that Paul didn't do an awesome job.
No, I know. And I want to thank Paul and the praise band and everyone for stepping in. Thank you. While I was gone. We're blessed to have Paul and all of you and the praise band, and just so thankful. But yes, thank you for praying for us while we were traveling. And James, he went and saw his mom last week. I told him, I said, it's been too long since I see you. But we decided to leave on Thursday to come back home. When we were down in South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, they weren't really talking about the storm that was going to be coming through. They weren't really talking about how, you know, the alerts or anything. And I just kind of looked at David, and we were watching the weather, and I'm like, I said, do you want to stay an extra day, or do you want to leave right now? And he said, are you serious? And I said, yeah, we can either stay an extra day, or right now, we got to make the decision. We have to leave right now. And we left, and I'm just so thankful and just praising the Lord that we left when we did. Just pray for the people of North Carolina, yeah. And pray for in Tennessee too. I mean, as we were driving, I know they weren't expecting it to be as bad as it was. And just continue to pray for those in Florida as well. But really, North Carolina and the people of Tennessee, this is unprecedented, the damage that this has done. This is unprecedented. And you're not used to hurricane weather up in the mountains. And that's exactly what they've gotten, is they've gotten hurricane weather. So continue to pray for them. But the joy of the Lord is in this house. Amen. Amen. I was looking forward to coming on this Sunday. So the Faith Recovery Band, you are going to love them. You're going to love them. And I'm excited that they're sharing their gifts and their time and their talents with us this morning. And Chris. Chris has got a word for us. Yes. Chris has got a word. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the streams and the rivers. Who may ascend into the mountain of the Lord? And who may stand in the holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to what is false, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who diligently seek him and require him as their greatest need, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Father God, we want to lift up our praise and our worship to you this morning. And we just come into this place. We ask that you prepare our hearts and our mind and our spirit, Lord, for what you have for us to receive from you this morning. And I ask a special blessing over the praise band, over Chris, and over the praise team, Faith Recovery, Lord. I just want to thank you for these people that you have just anointed, that you have given these special gifts to, and that they are willing to share with us what you have placed within them. And we thank you so much that we are coming into this place. And I just pray that the spirit of praise falls upon us, that we open up to you and we lift up to you all that is due to you, Lord Jesus. And all of these people that have come into this place, we know that there are some things that we carry in with us that only you know and only you see, that we lift up to you, that we ask you do what only you can do. Where there's healing, send your healing, Lord Jesus. Where there's burden, your yoke is light, and lift that for them. Where there is need of comfort, we ask that you bring your comfort, Father God. But in this moment and in this space and in this time that we share together, Open the gates of praise in our hearts that we may lift it up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm thankful today that we got your praise band playing. We got a couple that's sick today. They're not able to make it, so Tony and Joe. So it's not the same when we don't have everybody.
I know. Dad was sad, thank you. I'm thankful. Very thankful.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to keep lifting Tina up to continue to pray for her healing of her foot.
Amen.
She's got some more healing to do. Let's praise God. What is praise? It's not quiet. Now's not the time. Our greeting, John 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Amen.
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 This is a song that actually the first song that I ever changed the verses on. To change it from the contemporary song to put some Christian verses in it. But anyway, I hope you all like it.
Sin from me, I don't want it anymore. It is you I want to see. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Jesus, your grace is all around, and I want it more and more. Things in life are pulling me down. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. As we praise you in this place, open my heart to worship you. Let me feel your warm embrace. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Here's another song, actually a resident in one of the nursing homes me and Bonnie sing at, requested this. It's by Alan Jackson, but I'd never heard it, so I hope you like it as much as we did.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for the favor of Him beyond mortal key, and I'm sure that He'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, and all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Now enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below. Time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Lord, as we bring our gifts to you, it's not that we need to give you anything that you have not already provided to us, Lord, but we come to you humbly, offering to you the gifts that you have blessed our lives with, Lord. And we pray that you can do only what you can do with them, that you multiply them, that we are able to continue your work of building your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. That is our mission, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to change lives, to redeem lives. And we pray that you help us in that mission. You strengthen us. You provide us. You have provided for us over and over so abundantly that we just turn to you and glorify your name, lift you up, and ask that you continue your work within us, through us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
That's Fred. This is my brother Glenn. This is mine and Tina's son Joshua. So, and this little girl here that I've known for a long time, since she was a little girl, but she's still a little girl. And her name is Jamie. And of course, you guys all know sweet Tina. Sweet Tina's in the band. She rocks it.
She's awesome.
The name of our band is the Good News Band. Okay, and that's what we try to be. Some good news.
We just thank you, Father God, for the love that you have for us. That you, who are holy, loved us right where we are.
Amen.
Met us in the mud and the dirt and lifted us up.
Yes, sir.
And you find us a treasure.
Oh, hallelujah.
You find us to be your treasure. Mm. We are treasure in your eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you are treasure in ours. And we get up and we praise your name and we put our focus on you. We set our eyes toward you, not about the rain outside, not about who I'm sitting next to, but we put our eyes on you, the goodness of God.
Amen.
The God that comes after the one that was lost, the one that runs after us and chases after us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I was just thinking that, you know, the reason why I get excited is because I've been in the grave. And when I heard that I can get out of the grave,
amen,
nothing. That's why I am full of fire. And that's why I am happy to sing this song and scream this song. And I don't care if it bothers anyone or offends anyone. I've been in the grave. And when he said, Jamie, you are my daughter, get out of that grave, then nothing can stop me from singing his song and getting loud about it. So let's get loud about it. I think you've been in the grave.
Come
get
on,
out of
people.
The grave. There's good news. If you're in the grave right now, there's good news. Guess what? He pulled you out. He died for you. He took the keys back from hell and he gave them to you.
Okay, this is my Bible. This is my Bible. It is the word of God given to me. It tells me that I am made righteous through Jesus Christ and that I am the head and not the tail. Since I am a joint heir to the throne of glory, today I will allow what I hear to transform me to be more like Christ. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Whew. Thank you, Father. Let's just go before the Lord. Father, you are the fire starter. Mm. Elijah saw but a small cloud. And what did that cloud turn into? Yes. Yes, it turned into a major storm. Father God, you are raining on us both physically and spiritually this morning. And I thank you that your spirit is here with us. Your anointing is here with us. I purposely just step out of your way and let you have this show. This is your show, Father. This is you, Father God. This whole service is yours. Lord, I'm humbled to be able to speak in your behalf, Lord. I don't take this lightly. Father, I thank you that you've given me the opportunity, Lord, to be here today and to share your word through testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you guys to turn your Bibles to Isaiah 49:2. By the way, I'm Chris Gargis. I'm with Champions, too. I'm the other half. I don't sing, although I do praise, but I don't sing. Amen. I do sing. I used to be in a choir, but I have too many voices. So I do cartoon voices and all kinds of crazy stuff. So you don't want me to jump into that. That gets kind of crazy. So but yeah, we're going to Isaiah 49:2. Okay. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. So I'm kind of titling this message this morning, and this is for everybody in the room. I'm 64 now. Okay, so I'm kind of getting up there a little bit, okay? And I still feel like I'm trying to fulfill some kind of call here. I feel like he's called me to this time for such a time as this. So I want to share a story with you. By the way, you guys all know what a quiver is, right? A quiver is a thing you store arrows in. How many of you guys bow hunt? You guys use a quiver when you bow hunt? Yeah. So there's a guy that was led to Jesus a long time ago, way long time ago. And he stayed somewhat close to the Lord, but did not fully understand the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit really wanted him to grow closer, but he just didn't understand it. So the Holy Spirit wanted him to actually walk in the Spirit day to day. Is that not what the Lord wants us to do? If we walk in the Spirit, that doesn't look like anything. That's you just staying connected to him all the time, either through mental status, through heart status, through spirit status, or through flesh. We crucify everything to walk in the Spirit with him all the time. every day. That's what he wanted out of this guy. But this guy wasn't ready for that yet. Can anybody relate? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just don't get it. You don't feel it, right? He's like, dang, I really want this God thing, but I don't know. I don't understand it, but I really want it. So what do? You just keep on walking it. You don't stop. You don't give up. You just keep doing it. Amen? All right? So the first 10 years, God literally protected this guy from falling from his faith. He began to shape him to go far and to do much for the kingdom of earth. He survived one tragedy after another, to include losing one of his own kids during that walk. So at that point, when he lost one of his kids, one of his sons, God pulled him out of the quiver because he knew he was ready for something different. So he pulled him out of the quiver, but that doesn't mean he's ready there. He's not there yet, okay? None of us are there yet, by the way. We're not there yet until we're with him, amen? Then we're there, okay? This earthly calling is day to day, helping people out day by day by day, okay? This is what we're called. We're a hand up to people, not a hand out. We try to help people, amen? And then what happens is everybody that learns to help people or gets the help, what do they want to do in the long run? You guys want to help out. That's what they're doing. You see them up here. Everybody on that band has a story. Every one of them. They've been through some stuff. Amen? Every one of them. And I'm sure everybody in this congregation has too. No one's different here. Amen? The next 6 years were the most difficult years for this man. He was dealing with the loss of his son. One bad encounter after another, either be with the church or with work or whatever. And the Lord led him to a meeting. And he met his mentor. He met somebody that really can help him walk day to day through this life and show him how to walk in the Spirit. So what happened is after the meeting in 2015, God then released this man to flight. Now, during that time, you guys understand the concept of a bow and arrow. You don't just pull back a little bit and it's just, right? What's the purpose of an arrow? An arrow has feathers on it. It's to be flown. It's to be guided. Amen. That's why if you go to John 3:8, turn there real quick with me. Okay. And the wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. So that arrow is meant to be guided. Okay. It's meant to be taken through the air to a specific target. But in order to get to that target, what does God have to do? He has to pull it back. Now, if he just pulls it a little bit and you try to wriggle out of it because you want to go now, like I was really bad about that. I wanted to go now. He would let me go. I'm like, and I'd fall apart. That's why I say those next 6 years were tough for me because I just did not understand what he was trying to do with me. And by the way, the story of the man is me. I'm the one that lost the son. I'm the one that went through all those trials and tribulations just like everybody else has. Amen? The thing with Tyler was really a pinnacle because you think once you get saved, everything's going to be good now, right? How many people think that? That's a lie, by the way. It's actually, there will be struggles on this earth. The Bible says it over and over again. You have to be willing to stay strong, and you have to stay connected to the Holy Spirit. This is what we talk about all the time in Champions, is staying connected to the Holy Spirit. It's so important that we walk with Him every day. And that's nothing more than just saying, okay, God, what would you do in this situation? I've done that before. And then, you know, sometimes I blew that off. Sometimes I said, well, I know what you would do. I'll just do it for you. That didn't work. Amen? Because he wants to guide you, just like that arrow, and he wants to direct you. So the further you pull that arrow back, you may be getting pulled back right now, okay, in your own personal life. You may be way back here, and you're like, when am I going to get some relief? Can anybody relate? It doesn't seem like this world just keeps beating you up all the time. When am I going to get some relief? God, I'm following you. What's going on? Release me. Let me go. I'm ready, you know? But he pulls you back. Why does he pull you back? Because resistance builds muscle, okay? And it gives you the ability to go further when you're released. The more he pulls you back and the more you let him pull you back, the further you're going to go. And the Holy Spirit's going to guide you right where you're supposed to be. And that's what happened in November of 2015. I met with a guy named Tom Thompson, and he was the director of the refuge in Columbus, a place that Glenn went to later on, and we started the Champions Network in November 2015, 9 years ago almost. And it's odd that it was November that I lost my son too, same month. So it's all kind of correlating together, and he's showing me, he wanted me to share this story with you so you would understand that everybody in this room has a calling, okay? We all have a calling in this room. So I know, I'm feeling like, okay, I'm 64 now, what am I doing, what's next? I don't know what's next, but I know one thing, I'm right where he wants me to be right now. There's no question about it. I've never felt more secure in him and what he's doing with me than I am right now. And if you're in a place where you're not secure with what you feel like he's doing with you and you're a little uneasy about things, stay in the quiver. Stay in there, okay? And then when he pulls you out, he's going to pull you out. You're going to feel a pull. You're going to say, I'm good at that. Why did you give me that gift? What am I going to do with that? And then he's going to pull you back and he's going to show you. But let him do the pulling. Don't do it for him. Amen? Is this helping people out a little bit? Okay, amen. Amen. Y'all kind of look at me at an old Cali New Gate. I'm like, I hope I don't get here. And I will tell you, I saw a lot of people prosper. I saw a lot of people move up in ministry and get these big ministries. And, you know, I'm like, man, when is Champions going to get that blessing? But this, it's not the time. It's not the time. We're still being pulled back even with Champions. We're financially strapped right now, okay? But it's okay. I'm not worried about it because I know he's got it and I know the blessings are coming. You know, we want to take that Vesper Hills location and we want to make that thing rock. It rocks now. Chris and Tina have done an unbelievable job out there. That's just off the cuff what they've done out there. In fact, right now, I think there's a wedding going on right in here in church right now. So there's always something going on out there. And that place is so beautiful. But we want to do so much more with it. Do you know, how many knows what Vesper Hills looks like? You've been out there, right? Okay. So you know when you first drive out that road and you look off to your right and you see like a hill? And then when you go down to the property and you look up, you see the hill back there? Across the little gully, we want to put a house there. We want to build a recovery house there. Amen? And you know what else we want to do? We want to help this church do that. And also, you know what else we want to do? We want to help, I should say our church, not this church. This is our church. This is all us together. We want to help build a building back here in the back for showers, for the homeless, and meals and kitchen. We want to build a house back here too. See, we got big plans. So we're still getting pulled back. Do we have the money to do that? No, we don't. But will he provide? Yes, he will. If it's his will, it's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's his will. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Newark right now. You guys know about the new homeless rules, right? You've heard about the homeless have to, they'll be ticketed. And after your third ticket, you get put in jail, whatever. That's not going to work. I went down to city council and spoke twice about that. It's not going to work. However, if it goes through, it changes our mission. It changes our concept of how we got to attack things. We're going to go after people even more. We're going to help people even more. And we're going to do it because Jesus has called us to that. Amen? I love being in this room. I love being with you people. I love being with this family. This is a whole new family for me. I was in one church for 30 years. I didn't even know church until I went to Family of Faith over 30 years ago. But since I've been here, I'm feeling more love than I've ever felt in my life. Not that there's anything wrong with where I was at before, but it's a different time in my life, and I need to see things differently. And God pulled me out of that. Again, another pulling. Did I want to leave there? Not really. I have a lot of friends there. But I know where I need to be. I need to be right here where he's called me to be. Amen? I feel like he's called me here. I love telling the story. So we're in a little church over on Pine Street for a long time. It was about 20 of us, right? And it was like mostly the leaders. And God was kind of grooming us and kind of showing us what he wants to do with this and how to attack the homeless problems and the drug addiction problems. How do we negotiate through that? How do we take care of that, you know? And then finally, you know what he did? He took our little group over to the gardens. He goes, it's time to release you now. Well, the gardens, apartments, there's a humongous, at the time, there's a homeless camp right behind there. So we would have outdoor events at the gardens, but the problem is the building was too small. We outgrew it in 2 months. It was too little. So we looked at another building down the road on 6th Street. And we're like, oh, this is cool. This would be just right, you know? $2,000 a month. I'm like, gee, man, Christmas. Probably more than that now. I imagine it's a lot more than that now. So I put it before the board, and I get this text from our pastor here. She goes, I don't want to interrupt what you're thinking and doing here, but do you guys think you just use the church? I'm like, what? Somebody's offering a church up? I'm like, what? I go, yeah, and I remember because we did the warming center back here in 2018 with Jeff. And I knew you guys had that big basement down here. I'm like, this is perfect. And that's where we've been ever since. That was a strategic move by the Holy Spirit. Because the very next year, we dropped 47% in overdose deaths in this area. The next year. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. That's when you know the Lord's moving, and that's when you know the Lord's real, and that's when you know the Holy Spirit is with you if you stay with Him. So help us together hold the Holy Spirit near and dear to our heart, walk it out day by day, just like these people are doing here, in this room. Everybody in this room is doing it. Help hold us accountable too. We need it too. We need to be told things from the Holy Spirit from other people as well and helped out. We need help. Believe you, the leaders in this group, we in this church, we all need prayer, people. We're in this, and you all know it. So if you're out here and you're not sure what to pray for your leaders here, and pray for what we're doing with Champions and all the other places around here. We need it desperately. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning. I love this extra Sunday. It gives us a chance to just do something a little different. And this band is just, you know, these guys... The origins of this was at the Pine Street Church. Chris had his guitar sitting on a chair in a corner of a room that would hold no more than 20 or 25 people. And he started playing his guitar and doing worship. Look what it's become. That's not amazing? That's amazing. Now, these guys are like recording ready, if you ask me. And another thing I want to correlate real quick, okay? You guys do know the Jesus Revolution movie spawned a band. It spawned a band, and it's still around today. I can't remember the name of it, but they spawned a band. So it's kind of like we got the Jesus Revolution here physically, and we had the music part of it as well. Amen. He's covered it all. Amen. He wants us to see this. He wants us, look across the room. Look at all the differences. Look at all the differences, and look at all the different stories. Is that not beautiful? Come on, man. You got to give God the glory. Come on now. That's beautiful. I've always wanted to see this congregation from the front. And I got a chance to do it today. And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. It is absolutely stunningly beautiful. I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Haley, for giving me the opportunity to be able to speak and share that. That was my testimony, by the way. Amen. And there were some hard times in there. I want to tell you, there were some hard times in there. But, amen. God came through. He came through, and He always does. He always does. Amen.
You know, you guys are, when you come in from the outside... You really realized how blessed you really are. You guys are blessed. With this church and with the people that you have and with the pastor that you have. So this song is from Numbers 6:24 through 26. This is a blessing song for you. Take this to heart for yourselves, okay? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. Yes, Lord Jesus is worthy of it all. He is worthy of it all. He is worthy of our praise, more than worthy of our praise. We are worthy to praise Him, though, because He loves us. He died for us. He cares for us. He lifted us up, and we're born again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gifts You've given us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Let's give Him a hand. What a blessing. What a blessing. And as they were singing that song, I just kept thinking about our journey together as Faith Church and how He deserves all the glory, everything that he's led us through, everything that we've been through, and with Champions joining us, and then this journey that He's called us to do. Amen. Lord, we thank You for this time. We thank You for this morning and the word that You have given us. And this partnership that You have established with Champions in Faith Church, and we are theirs and they are ours. And we just thank You and give You all the praise and the glory and lift You up for what You have done for us, what You're doing for us, and what we're gonna be able to accomplish with You. We give You the praise and we give You all the glory, Lord, and we thank You. Be with us this week and let us come back in Your love. In Jesus' name, amen.